Air market structure. According to the IATA, over $6 trillion worth of goods is transported by air. Air carriers play an important role in both domestic and international freight. Air transport handles only a small percentage of the weight that is transported each year, but it moves between 35 and 40% of the value that is transported. Shippers choosing air transport may do so for reasons related to urgency or practicality. If the customer's urgency is high enough, paying extra for air shipment may be acceptable to them. For example, a key component is needed to prevent a plant shutdown. Inventory that has a high enough inventory carrying cost will also have urgency when the carrying costs for a longer journey by a different mode would outweigh the higher cost of air transportation. Urgency is also needed for some seasonal fruit or flowers desired internationally. In terms of practicality, air transport is often the only practical method of shipping smaller unit loads or packages overseas. If using the water modality is the only other viable option for a given shipment, it is important to understand that the water modality has minimum charges for groupage. Freight forwarders usually charge for a minimum of 1 cubic meter or 1 ton of freight. Air freight may be the cheapest option for smaller amounts of goods than this. In addition, a shipper may opt for air transport if the danger of breakage is great or the cost of insurance for a long-term voyage is too high. Air freight transport's main benefit to the supply chain is delivery speed, which can considerably improve lead time economy over other modes. Lead time economy refers to creating a short lead time between ordering and receiving inventory. Perhaps more than any other supply chain aspect, lead time can support or thwart a company's operational efficiency. If air is the normal mode of transport for specific products, the organization can use this short lead time to greatly reduce inventory and warehousing costs for these products by centrally locating the inventory rather than needing it to be distributed to regional stocking locations. The advantage of air freight transport is that cargo is securely and quickly carried over long distances, especially overseas where fewer modes are feasible. Like other modes, shippers can now improve their planning using visibility tools that help track air shipments from documentation through flight scheduling, all the way to final delivery and acceptance. The benefits of this fast and transparent service include: perishable goods are available all year instead of only seasonally. Critical equipment can be provided on short notice. Humanitarian aid can be delivered quickly and effectively. Disadvantages of air freight transport include: aircraft dimensions limit cargo size and weight. Air safety and security limit what types of cargo can be carried. Air cargo ends up with a high unit cost unless this cost is offset by other savings, such as from holding less inventory. Air cargo has a high carbon footprint.